Now what do I say? So, Steve, we're going to change this segment for the rest of the year and call it, Now What Do I Say to Sell More Life Insurance?
Yeah, you know, Bill, this is the month of December, and the year is drawing to a close. And maybe you hit your life numbers, and maybe you did not. But, guys, there is still hope. Think about this. Last year, in December, we got a testimony from an agent, John Keziah Agency, my former agent. So Tim is coaching him, and here's what John said. In the month of December, we wrote 14 life apps. We added 10,000 in premium, and we hit our target goal for travel. So even though it's December, even though you may be behind, you can do this as well. Now, I'm not telling you that it's going to be easy, but I am telling you that it's possible. And for me, possible is all I need. So here's a tip for you in the month of December, something that team members and agents have got to stop doing. You've got to stop being selfish. What are you talking about, Steve, being selfish? Think about how many times you sit down with a customer and you say things like this. You know what? I want to make sure your family's taken care of. I want to make sure they have the proper coverage. I want to make sure we get this life insurance in place. I. All we do is talk about what's important to us instead of asking the customer what is important to them. Now, I understand your heart when you tell a customer, I want to make sure the mortgage is paid off. But guys, you got to know this. Customers don't care what you want. They only care about what they want. So never make it about you. Make it about the customer. Bill, is it important to you to make sure the mortgage is paid off? Bill, is it important to you to make sure the kids can go to college? Bill, is it important to you to make sure that the wife has a monthly check month after month, year after year? You see, when you make it about the customer, you're going to get buy-in. Statements do not require a response. Telling is not selling. Stop being selfish. Stop making the conversation all about you. And you've got to make it about the customer.